This is truly my favorite time of the year. Being an almost Christmas baby and still holding a childlike enthusiasm for the season. It's a time for reflection, spending time with family and friends, eating good food, and seeing the creativity of many whose decorations crop up all over, especially Christmas trees in the windows of homes, and even some on rooftops. I recently saw a beautiful live trim tree go up on a neighbor's roof. This coming weekend brings one of historic Wilmington's most enduring traditions, the annual Old Wilmington by Candlelight Tour. It's always memorable, experiencing gorgeous homes and decorations while exploring historic Wilmington streets by luminary lights. I'm always struck by the different households' tree traditions, ranging from the evergreen's solstice holiday roots to the traditional Victorian standard to the mod aluminum tree with color wheel. A home on Gray Street, which is always a crowd favorite when it's on tour, has a number of gorgeous trees, and from what I hear, the home is on this year's roster. One tree they had a few years back was a large upside-down ceiling-mounted tree above the dining room table, decked out in blue and silver in place of the chandelier. English monk St. Boniface brought the tradition of the upside-down tree, a triangle-shaped fir tree, to Germany in the 7th century as a visual aid in teaching the Christian Trinity. The upside-down ceiling-mounted tree was the Christmastime standard for Europeans for almost 500 years. Through the following centuries, the tree was gradually turned trunk end to the floor, but lately, some have rediscovered this tradition, which actually allows ornaments to hang freely, to be easily viewed, and opens up floor space. The tradition of bringing evergreen into the home predates Christianity and can be traced as far back as Egyptian times, when green date palm leaves were brought into the home during the winter solstice as a symbol of life's victory over the death of the winter season. I've seen homeowners deck their trees with hand-painted eggs, others crystal prisms, Kwanzaa kinaras, Hanukkah menorahs, and still others drench their trees with tinsel. Tinsel dates back to 1610 Germany. Real silver strips were used. Silver was durable, but as you can imagine, it tarnished quickly. Impractical attempts were made using mixtures of lead and tin, but this was heavy and tended to break under its own weight. Silver was used for tinsel right up until mid-20th century, when plastic took its place. Ornaments can be traced to the 16th century paradise tree, when apples were hung to represent the Garden of Eden's tree of knowledge. Eventually, the apples were replaced with red baubles. One strange Central European tradition includes the hanging of pieces of cheese as ornaments, but I'm yet to encounter that tradition on the tour. Maybe this year will be the year. This time of year is always a visual feast, seeing how people celebrate in so many ways from so many rich traditions, some old, some new. And no matter how you spend this holiday season, I hope it is in peace.